This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
Alan, I just want to hear, how did you find combining your studying commitments and your everyday life? Or how easy was it for you to combine studying from home with your practical training?
Honestly, very easy. I would say the most maybe frustrating, but that might be too harsh a word, is time. It's not the time of actually doing it. Once you've done it, obviously you have to submit it. There's no other way of doing it. But it does take time for you to do the work, submit it, and then get back, get the answers, and then you can't move really on until you've had the results back. So yeah, it's, like I said, there's no way other way of doing it other than going to a college, which would take a lot longer, a lot more of your time. But I would say that was probably the most, like I said, frustrating part of it. But apart from that, no, it's pretty simple.
And how did you find the virtual reality program and e-learning from home?
The virtual reality program was okay. I couldn't honestly say how it could be better, but it gave you a rough idea on how it works. I mean, I haven't used that program now in years since I first started the course, but it does give you a kind of insight, but that's about it.
I would imagine that people who had little or no experience in electrics, it would be particularly helpful.
Yeah, it would give them a, like I say, it would give them a basic understanding on how it works in the real world. But in the real world, you don't just press a button. But like I said, I mean, there's no other way of doing it. So unless technology increases, it's good for what it is.
And in that respect, I want to ask you, what are the things you have been doing in your practical training so far?
Everything from full installations, consuming units, but the majority of the hard work is actually inspection and testing. The hardest thing on installation, as in just your pure electrics, is a two-way switch. After that, it's easy. The hardest part is inspection testing, making sure you get it all right.
And what is the plan for you after you finish your course and become qualified? I know some people, they would like to run their own business. Is that an ambition of yours?
Well, I've started to run my own business now, but it's very early days. I mean, it's definitely nowhere near a success story or anything like that. But to be honest, my main goal is actually emigration anyway. So give it time, more experience, a couple of years hopefully. But I probably will be aiming to work for another company initially. But getting the experience is difficult.
And I would imagine with City and Guild's recognized qualifications, it wouldn't be difficult for you to move abroad and live in countries like Australia or the US perhaps?
It definitely helps. I mean, I can tell you now that one of the criteria is that you have formal qualifications.
So actually, if you want to go to one of those countries, it's helpful if you have a recognized qualification by the UK?
It's almost a necessity. Without to get the required points, it's almost impossible unless it's more of a personal thing, such as immediate family out there or you've studied out there. Otherwise, you really need the qualifications recognized as well.
I'm sure whichever country you go and whichever profession you choose, I'm sure you'll be very successful. But till then, we wish you best of luck when you finish your course and when you become qualified. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.